Good morning. It is 8:18 and you're listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning is Willow Moore to talk about Braveheart and some of the exciting events that are coming up. Good morning, Willow.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
Have you had a busy summer?
Oh, definitely. It's been good, though. I spent a lot of time with family and got to help my aunt who has terminal illness and got to do a lot of grandparent time, which is kind of a perfect segue for what we're talking about today.
And grandparents, I don't have my grandparents anymore. So do you have a solution?
Well, we have an Adopt-a-Grandparent program right here in Sitka. And Braveheart Volunteers is offering a free training this Saturday, August 24th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the training is all about how you can find grandparents right here in Sitka.
Which sounds kind of funny.
It does. It sounds very funny, but it actually is very fun. So it's, go ahead.
So how would I learn? You know, I had grandparents, so I know how to I knew how to interact with them. But what is the purpose of actually adopting a new set?
Right. So the purpose of adopting a new set is really to meet a community need. There are, and instill the value of volunteerism in your children if you have it. So what Braveheart has seen over the years is a huge rise in the referral rate. So more and more people are calling Braveheart for assistance. And what Braveheart does is it works with people who have chronic illness, terminal illness, end of life, are facing end of life, or grief bereavement, or who are isolated in their homes. And so the Adopt-a-Grandparent program is geared to specifically meet the need of individuals who can't access the community in the typical way. So for example, people who are in their homes and find it very challenging to get out to a community event such as the Sitka Summer Music Festival or attend just a standard event, attend a movie, you know, those things are challenging. And so what we like to do is bring family, in this case, grandchildren, anyone, individuals, visitors to these people to help really increase the quality of their life.
And what's the age range that you're looking for the volunteers with grandparents?
It is any range at all. We have had absolutely wonderful matches. That means a volunteer who's been trained, matched up with a family in town or an individual in town. So we've had great matches from people who are single, young adults, or at any age, to families with small children, to other elders in the community. It's all up to the individual. But this specific training this weekend is open to all those ages, but we have a nice twist, which is free childcare. So it's especially welcoming to families of all ages.
That's very nice. It sets everybody up for success. So I think the Adopt-a-Grandparent concept's been around for a while.
Oh, sure.
So what are some of the frequently asked questions? Like, you know, I've hung out with my grandparents and, I mean, do I want to try to get them out? Do I just want to spend quality time? What would I expect in the training?
So the training this Saturday, the first frequently asked question is there a charge for any of it? Is there a charge for babysitting, for food, any of the supplies? And that answer is no, it's all free. Lunch is homemade. We'll even have peanut butter and jelly on the side for those picky eaters. And then the child care is also free, and it's at Mount Edgecombe Preschool. So quality, it'll be staffed. So there will be fun things for the kids to do for the full time when they're not part of the training. The actual training itself will take place next door at the Braveheart office. So there'll be some adult time, there'll be some kid time, there'll be some mixed together. The next question, is there an obligation for, once you've taken the training, do you have any obligation, anything you have to do? And the answer there is no. It's a chance for us to get to know each other, learn about Braveheart, learn about the options in the community. And so there is no obligation once you've taken the training to do anything, but we think you will. For most people, it works out that they are interested enough to keep going. The next question is, if I can only make part of the day, can I still attend? And the answer there is yes, absolutely. Please just give us a call at 747-4600 because Braveheart does a lot of independent trainings with people who can't make our typical Saturday training schedule. And we're always very happy to have a training schedule that meets your needs. The next question is, what will I learn about at this training? And so the basic topics for the training are going to be the policy and procedure for Braveheart, body mechanics with our wonderful volunteer Alicia Olson. We'll have cultural awareness with John Brady Howard. We'll have a panel of current volunteers where you get to ask any question you would like about the process. And then we'll have Dr. Julian Naylor talking about the role of the volunteer in our community and the need from the medical standpoint. So different great, very fun presenters and different activities throughout the whole day.
Very holistic. But the part that I'm most interested in is the matchmaking.
That's my favorite part as well. So,
yeah, how does that happen? How are you going to introduce me to the perfect grandpa?
Well, the reason I said it's my favorite part is because what we do with this type of program is we just get to know the people we're working with. So we get to know the family. Let's say we have a family that is the elder's isolated in the family, and they love to talk about, they've been in Sitka 60 years. That's actually the exact type of family I have with my kids. So the woman that we visit, she's been in Sitka just for so long, back in the day where you ordered all of your food bulk, and she has wonderful stories about Sitka and the way it's changed. And she has specific interests that were also my family's interests. She didn't mind that my son likes to run at about 800 miles an hour most of the time. and we could use that energy to bring in firewood. And so we matched, you know. That's exactly what we do with the other families that are interested. So we find out, do you like to knit? Do you like to talk about movies? You know, what are your interests and what are your needs? Thank you, Floplane.
It just made what you're telling us much more dramatic.
Exactly.
It's a perfect match.
Thank you.
With a soundtrack.
Exactly.
That was terrific. And but there are other ways of volunteering. Do you have another training that's coming up? Mm-hmm. If people say, you know, grandparent, I got that covered.
Right. Yeah, there is. And this is also a standard Braveheart volunteer training. So there's so many different ways that volunteers can be matched with 10 minutes a week or a couple hours. It's really easy for us to find ways to fill people in the community, all dependent on their interests. The great thing is that you are in charge from step one to when we are finished. There's a lot of flexibility.
It may be or it might not be unique that your organization can take volunteers of all ages. And you have so many moving pieces of how people in general just need to be nurtured and have company that, you know, maybe this volunteer event isn't a perfect fit, but to visit you guys and be like, you know, I have this, I mean, really come in with your shopping list. I only have this amount of time. I can only do this much, and I'm nervous that I don't have the skills to do whatever. So what's the best way that folks could contact you?
It is by phone, and 747-4600 is the best way. And, you know, I think that it's fitting that we have people of all ages, because you know, the work that we deal with, facing chronic illness, terminal illness, end of life, grief and bereavement, it's something that nearly every single one of us is going to face in our lives. And so if the most wonderful thing is there are all these steps that we can do to be prepared to help our family and ourselves face anything throughout our life. And so the legal, the financial, the more we know, the more we're able to leave these gifts of being prepared to our family and, of course, for ourselves. And so that's one reason I think we draw people of all ages, and that we encourage people of all ages to contact us for any information.
Terrific. So this weekend, Adopt a Grandparent and the new volunteer training. And again, that's going to be located where?
That's going to be located at the Pioneer Home Manager's House, which is the first-hand outbuilding to the left if you're facing the Pioneer Home. But if you're interested in attending, just give us a call at 747-4600, and we'll give you all the information you need.
Well, always a joy having you here on Morning Edition.
Thanks so much.